Welcome back to Classic Black Dude with your host, Clark Jones, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, live from Quarantineville, Quarantinization, the Lonely Island. Let's go with that. I ain't make up that last one. Shout out to the creators. But I'm just connecting. I'm still connecting. One of the biggest things was I had to pay, make sure my bill was paid, man. All of a sudden, T-Mobile sent me a bill. And then the next day, they were like, we're not going to be in the office. So, like, I emergency paid. Sometimes the certain bills, you got to emergency pay. Like, you got to make sure to walk because you don't know if the people going to be in the office. Now, cell phone, I was thinking like, ooh, do I really need it? But yes, you do. Pay your Wi-Fi. Make sure the Wi-Fi is financial. Get Wi-Fi financial. I feel like I'm doing an ad for a company. Anyway, the hardest thing, if you're connecting with people, if you got a boo in another place, if you're not quite in that position to quarantine together, is you don't have any excuses. You can't say, I was out. You could say you was busy, but come on. Everybody's right by their phone. Check your app usage app. The time thing. Everybody's is like at 23 hours. Because you're falling asleep right next to it. Next to a social media app, whatever it might be. So that's the hardest thing is like, motherfuckers know that you got the message. And if you're not hitting them back, you just don't want to talk to them. Call your family too, please, because they was there when you could go outside. You didn't go see them, but now you ain't got to go over. You could just say like, "Oh man, my phone about to die," but you still get to see your family over the video. And if you got one, hang in there. If you got a main, if you got a boo, if you got a new thing, hang in there. Just hang in there. You never know. Think about the glory. If you hang in there through all of this, y'all got a story right there. Yo, remember I had to get to know you for a week or seven? Remember that? If you can get through this, you can get through anything. I'm videoing. It's difficult. They know you home. Answer them texts. Slide in them DMs. Shoot your shot. Why not? You know, it's just been an interesting thing because we're human beings, right? And we've also never been through, I don't think Americans have ever been through anything like this before. So this is all new. People don't know the right steps and which directions to go in. Everybody want to act like they're expert, but there is no expert on this. Nobody alive has seen anything like this before. There is no definitive ending, right? But I'm a lover. My love language is all of them. What is it? Physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and quality time, I believe is the fourth one. These are real things. These are part of our human psyche. These are part of our makeup as human beings. And even if you look at, there's something called Maslow's hierarchy of needs, not hierarchy of wants, but hierarchy of needs. Like these are things you need. At the bottom is food and water. You gotta have that. After that is security. Gotta be, you know, once you're able to feed yourself, once you're able to, you know, take care of your daily physical needs to exist, you know, air, water, and all of that, you need to be secure. And wherever you are, you need to feel like, yo, ain't nobody about to run up on me. And people express that in different ways. They live in different places. Some people take arms. Some people are hermits and they stay by themselves. They're socially distant regardless. Right. And right after those two things that we're all familiar with as needs and we've all accepted as, yo, I got to have those things, is the need to belong. You got to be around people. They say if a baby isn't touched in the first, I think, 6 months of their life, then they could perish. I don't know if that's true. It might be an old wives' tale. It might be just something you hear growing up black, hashtag growing up black. But that's what they say. Everybody, some people need physical touch. It's a part of their thing. But that's not possible right now unless you're already booed up with somebody, you know, in the midst of this quarantinization, right? Unless you already are, then
Some people are just straight up, if you don't live in New York and got roommates, you're just straight up by yourself, right? So the real difficult part is like, what about those people who started something? You know what I'm talking about. Our swipe addicts, our bumble addictions, right? Even if you're not actively looking at somebody, some people just are addicted to swiping. That's just what they do. I'm one of them. I had to catch myself just because it's almost like it's not a game because it's not funny and it's people's looks or it's people's angles, right? But I still use it. And there's some people like, what if you, all this time you've been swiping, not meeting nobody, nothing's good, nothing's popping off, right? And 2 weeks before, you go on an amazing date, amazing hangout, whatever it's called, however you like to refer to it, and then you can't see that person. Like I said, if this is New York, people shack up after 2 weeks. It's like, oh, I need to put that rent ASAP, right? But like, you know, any other place, you already got a lot of things going for you. Hopefully, if you're on Bumble, you got some level of independence, right? And you meet somebody, and now your FaceTime numbers are through the roof, right? When they're measuring, yo, how much time you spending on this app, that app, FaceTime might be going through the roof, and you might be getting to know somebody in the most, it's old school because you're waiting, right? Especially if you haven't done anything physical or physically, right? Then you're like, it's like 6 months rule, 6 month rule out the gate or longer. Orange Sherbert, President Orange Sherbert talking about July, August, which is like, wow, to anybody, even people who are just totally Zen masters, Buddhists, like, you know what? You know, it's just, even if you pet your patience level at 100,000 trillion, like that's still like July or August to only be in your house. Might be what we're really hoping is that we say that. I'm one of those people like, I say what I don't want to happen, secretly wishing the thing that I do want to happen happens. Like, I feel like I jinx it if I say the thing that I want. So I'll be like, man, it's going to last till Christmas. Or I say, this will last to August, right? Hoping, you know, the opposite is true. Because I like seeing people. This is a part of my job. I'm a stand-up comedian. I've been doing this because I got my 10,000 hours in. I'm pretty sure 1,000, what is it? If that was 1,000 hours a year, I do comedy. And I've been doing it, even if it's 8 or 9, say 900. I've been doing it for 12 years. I think I got to my 10,000. I don't spend 10,000 hours writing jokes, so my writing ain't perfect, but I can write. Anyway, my job is to see people. So this is a big adjustment for somebody like me. We're going to take a quick break. Right back, Classic Black Dude. Hello and welcome back to Classic Black Dude. We're back here, man. Classic Black Dude talking about swipe addicts, Bumble addictions, love in a hopeless place, really. That's what this is. Love in a hopeless place and a hopeless place. We're discussing how you dealing with that, man. If you're new to it, if you've been, I don't know, even if you have a roster and you've been like really active, how are you dealing with this lack of love? This lack of, you can still communicate. What are your best stories? I've used Bumble I'm still single, but to a successful degree. I've had some good outings. I like the fact that it's a woman first thing, but here's the problem that guys have with it. It's like women go first, sure, but they don't, it's like they initiate the conversation, but they don't really have any game. Like, it's annoying with, like, you're going first by saying hi. You say hi, and then we're supposed to say something spectacular in reply to your hi or hey or something about your pro. I hate to ever speak in absolutes because that's not true. Not all women are that. I'm just doing it for comedic effect. But there's still that pressure. The pressure doesn't leave as a guy to say something, I think, that is, you know, the right thing or, you know, like it's going first, but women aren't necessarily lubricating the situation, making it easier. I've had a girl when I was in Chicago, the craziest thing that happened. I was doing some work. It was All-Star weekend. And the girl literally swiped with me to see if I can get her tickets to the dunk contest. And I was taken aback. I loved it. I loved how direct she was because this person was funny. But it was also like it was just direct. So that's why I don't like to speak in absolutes about anybody, like, because you'll have those surprises. Yes, it's a surprise, but you can't say all women, all men. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. There have been some very direct communications that I've had where it's really dope when you and the person, I don't know about relationship wise, but it's really dope when you and the person don't want anything serious and you're able to be kind of direct about that. I'm not saying everybody should be out there not looking for something serious. But with an app like Bumble, where the woman goes first and she initiates, hey, I'm just kind of looking for FWB or something direct. And that's also what you're into, because you can't. Some men are on an app like Bumble looking for a wife. So I can't say all men, but I can say most men that I know, if they're on dating apps, it could really, it typically can go either way, where they're like, yeah, let's go out on a date. I don't know if they voice go up that high when they say that many pictures. Yeah, I don't know if they do that, but they do say, yes, yeah, let's talk about this for a while. Let's go out on a date. Maybe what you're doing Friday, right? A little bit of that, a little schlemiesel. But you can't even do that right now in the midst of this quarantining. So I ask people, are you still swiping? Like, what's the point? Some people see this opportunity to really get to know a person and really get to know if you all, like, it's tested to see if y'all are really about that compatibility life. That's what this does. And it's very interesting to see, like, if at the end, whenever that is, I pray it's sooner than later. By all means, I'll pray it sooner than later. You know, if you started something and you weren't able to express that physical part, like, how long do you think it will last, right? Because a lot of people say they wait on the physical part because, you know, it could be whack, but it's some things you can get past if y'all connect in other ways, right? And a lot of people try to say, well, the physical was dope, and since the physical is so good, other parts can be whack, and I can live with that. Those don't typically last that long because you change physically. You change in all ways, but, you know, physicalities change a little bit in a more rapid pace. So I want to know about relationships that started before this, that were new, that were fresh. Especially if you met off an app and you never did see each other. Right? Like, how do you keep that going? How do you stretch? Because it's really just DM slides, right? That's what matching is. It's just sliding. You see some, you swipe it. Oh, shit. But you get to know instantly if they fucking with you back. Like, you get to know that right away. And that's all it really is. So I'm interested to see, like, man, will anything last? Even if it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks just talking to a stranger is a long time. 2 weeks. Most of the time, people are like, if you're not out of town, like if you're in the same town, we hit it off, we talk, da 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 da. A couple days, maybe it was a Tuesday, or, you know, maybe you extended it the 24 hours, and then y'all talked on the Wednesday. Usually you're like, yo, let's meet up that week. These things happen pretty fast, or it's just me. I don't think it's just me. I think anybody can agree with that. These things can, people don't want to wait forever. Cause you just want to know, you know, if y'all can have a conversation and hold the phone like y'all teenagers, y'all can have 16 and 17, feet up against the wall like they have in the meme. Yeah, you want to know right away. You want to know, was it angles or is this person? Because I think angles are a bit of a catfish. I appreciate the beauty of it. I appreciate you wanting to look your best. But, like, I wish it could just be you just have to take a selfie right then and there. And I know you can still do angles with that. But it's like, that's why people are so thirsty to meet so fast. Because it's just like, am I being angle catfish? Am I being kangled? Catfish angled. I just made that up, obviously. And people want to know that. I want to know that. You know, I didn't even know Bumble had the video feature. I've been talking about other times, but like, this is just strictly Bumble. You know, you can actually see each other. So shave, because I believe the CDC is saying that the beards are not healthy, you know, because you got to stay clean and it's hard to get in that beard all the time. I don't know if everybody got their beard oil or they got their beard shampoo or whatever. Just shave. Get cleaned up before you go on that video chat, man. It's so interesting. You know, we can't do these, all these, we realize all these primping and all these beauty things that we do that we kind of take for granted because we just do it as a part of our routine. But like, it's starting to really come out now. You're starting to see like, oh, damn, I do this and I can't go on video. I was videoing with a friend recently. I'm just like, ooh, I got to get these clippers, you know, because it's something about looking good for me. I started to do good. So, you know, if you're on Bumble and you take it to the step with consent, make sure you get consent in everything, but definitely before you try to video somebody, because people got to be ready for that, right? Sometimes people will surprise you too. Like, I don't know how to take photos. I'm not good at that. I need like an article or a guide if I'm gonna do like that. And I know they probably exist, but I don't want to do that. A lot of times, if I go on a Bumble date, the girl is like, oh, I was all ready to like you for your personality. But you're not. Okay, you're different. You're different in person, right? And then you're also attitude, I think. Like, I'm like Shallow Hal. If anybody's seen Shallow Hal before, like Shallow Hal, he had this thing where he put like a curse on him. So like, people would be beautiful physically to him based on their personality. And people who had terrible personalities would look shitty on the outside. So like, even though he's already trash, like the president to him in his eyes, in Shallow Hal's eyes, would look like fucking Nosferatu. That's for the smart people. Not smart people. That's for the motherfuckers who read too many books. Nosferatu is the ugliest person ever, right? So I'm kind of like that. Like, you're a good person. I fuck with your personality, you know. I don't have a one set type that I like physically. Like, she got to look like this. It's really determined by the woman. Like, how all these things work together is what I'm attracted to physically, you know, because I have my past experiences where a woman with, you know, this type of body did this and you coming in with that. So it's not like, there's some things I like on a consistent basis. If we getting juicy and you still listening. Yeah, physically. Oh, man, do I need to give away my personal? All right. I notice a smile first. Right? That's what I notice first. And then, I don't know, like, just everything.
all parts of the spectrum. There's no, I don't have a specific, like, there's things I like about certain women from different regions or from different backgrounds. I don't hate redheads like most people do. I think they're attractive. I don't know why. I think my first TV crush was Annie Potts from Ghostbusters. So that probably has something to do with it. But Dawn from In Vogue, I think it's gorgeous. Misty Copeland, who dances ballet. Incredible. But it's really like, I really love when a woman is open-minded. Not a woman who goes for everything, but she doesn't judge anything that a person may like. You know, from anime to video games to whatever, to Sweeney Todd and Stephen Sondheim, to whatever it is. And that can come in any form. I think that's just an artist thing. Like, as an artist, you know, I don't feel like I should be confined by anything, because that adds to my art. The reason I'm able to do a podcast is because I'm just always curious about different types of people and different types of things. That's why I do Classic Black Dude, so I can learn. Classmates, right? So that's what I want to get to know. And then you can always prepare your answers when it's, you know, over the app. But I need to see that. I need to see that instant reaction. I need to know what's going on right there, right? So that's why I go to that. So that's on a personality level. I mean, I'm a black dude from the south side of Chicago, you know? And I shouldn't even have to put that qualifier on. I like some nice ass and nice legs. I'm into that. I do notice that first. That's going to get my attention, but it ain't going to keep me, because of experiences sexually, since we're talking about it, right? Sexually, women who I've come across with that physical aspect, like those just slugging ass peaches, can be, they have been with me a little bit lazy sexually, right? It's just like automatically, they just assume the position, which is fine. We definitely gonna do that. But like, it's just no, there's just not, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my energy that I'm giving. But a lot of times there is no like spontaneity in the situation, because they just used to having it one way and they assume this is what you want. And it don't necessarily work like that in my experience. Do I still love it? Absolutely. Am I willing to find out that that's the way you go about it? Without a damn doubt. But that's been my experience. So I kind of go in with just wondering, is it going to be like that? I like them. What did Kanye say on the album? I like art type girls, right? So if your style is like kind of funky, you know, even if you a lawyer or something that's kind of straight edge, you could just tell. You just tell, like, oh, you got a little bit of funk in there. I might see you at Smoking Grooves, right? But the pod is not about my taste. It kind of is. But that's just a little insight into what I'm swiping on, just in case, you know. I ain't making no assumptions. Hey, maybe I'm not so bad on the eyes, you know? I've never thought of myself, like, physically, I'm somebody's dream. But some people like this. I'll take it. I will take it. This is me, Clark Jones, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, host of Classic Black Dude. We here talking about love in a hopeless place. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to the very special edition. Love and classic all. Love and classic. Love is a real thing, man. Talking about finding love right before this space and how to deal with that. We dissected it. We talked a little bit already about what I'm into and how to cope with that and usage of FaceTime and talking about different ways to cope with this, you know, even because for the people who are married, I got married friends, I got friends who are new parents and soon to be parents, or two comedians I know just got engaged, during this lockdown, during this quarantining. And I'm just like, that's a whole different set of problems where like you have somebody and you have to do everything because you ain't got space. There's no space, especially if you live in a little New York one bedroom studio, whatever. There's nowhere to go. And that's scary. So if you did just meet somebody and you can't see them, just like for me, I'm like, when I all things considered, that's not that bad. Like, oh, shit, like. I don't have to. You ain't got to do. If you're an introvert or you're a stay at home type of person, you ain't got to do that. But what if, you know, y'all just moved in together? Now you forced. You can't even ease into it. You can't even lubricate the situation. You know, it's fresh out the frying pan into the fire with living with this person. And that can be, that's got to be something. I don't know what that's like. I've lived with one person. It sucked because we moved in way too fast. I did not have a home. I didn't at the time. And, you know, the thing about being a creative, you can convince yourself of a lot of things. And I thought at the time, and I really felt like I did really like this person, but it's not kind of, the situation isn't pure because I had other things going on. I was leaving my apartment. I think we had a good, you know, I was a homosexual, as they call it. I was that, but it wasn't intentionally. I wasn't like, because when it was time to go, I had to go. And I have this weird ego quirk where if somebody acts like I need them, I'd be like, pew, pew, pew. Right? Because need is control. And I just don't know how to deal with that. Like, as soon as somebody starts acting like they doing me a favor, as soon as it became that first it was cool, you know, and I admit I had a lot to learn. Like I used one of those silver spatulas on like a nonstick pan. I ain't never had nonstick pans. I didn't know that. I ain't grew up with like, you can't use this type of spatula. You gotta use a rubber kind on certain nonstick panware. I didn't know that. And like the thing about me is I ain't gonna make the same mistake twice. So I never did again after that. But that caused a big friction because it was like I was purposely trying to fuck up the pans. This ain't therapy. I'm just telling y'all what happened. So that was the one time that happened. Another time it was kind of natural. It was kind of cool, but it was right before I was moving to New York. And I'm going to just be open and honest with y'all, man. I wasn't ready for a lot of things as far as like being funny. Like when we first started dating, I was funny. She believed in me, but I wasn't like, you know, doing time and I wasn't killing yet. And something happened where I started having these good sets and like the attention went to my head a little bit. I wasn't ready for it. You know, it's a classic thing. Like I just wasn't. And it was a thing where it was like, I wasn't doing anything, but I wasn't shutting down the attention because I liked it. And like, she would come to shows and like, that didn't help either because it's the whole, oh, he's not available. And I ain't saying every woman thinks like that, but I'm saying that there were some and that did something. I was the comedian who brought his girl to the shows and I never did anything, but I stopped taking care of home like I was supposed to, which happens a lot. You know, I ain't dating no woman that dated rappers because rappers who's listening to this, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's something about that rock star one in your head, even if you're not, you might perform for seven people, but it's just like, yo, it's that ego of I'm that nigga. I just made people laugh. Right? Which is even stronger than say making somebody enjoy a song, because music is dope. Music is melodic. You could play the same song over and over again and people still be like, oh, I love that. But you can't tell the same joke. So if you write something new, something you just came up with and people liking it, you're gonna get in your bag a little bit. You're gonna get into, you're like, damn.
And I just didn't understand. Maybe because I also knew I was leaving. I don't know. I never really worked that out, but I didn't do it right. So those are two times I lived with somebody that I was, every day I'm coming home. Hey, how was your day? How was your day? I used to get breakfast. Then I start fucking up. Shit. That's crazy. I wasn't ready. Right? Needless to say, short time after that, the Bumbles arrived. And I ain't gonna lie, Bumble. I've done the where you pay and you find out. So it's no problems, right? Cause you can be swiping, but eventually you're gonna want a connection. You know, you're gonna need that feedback to feel like, yo, somebody out there trying to holler. So I've paid for it before. Going out. I'm not in the mix with swiping right now. I'm not taking, but I ain't trying to meet nobody necessarily because I'm just really focused on the career thing. And I just ain't out there. If you know what I mean, I ain't out there, but I ain't married. It's like, this ain't my situation, but Mitch Hedberg tells one of my favorite jokes. And he's like, I don't have a girlfriend, but there is a woman who would be mad if she heard me say that. That's not my situation. I just thought that was a funny thing. Yeah. Bumble can be a dope thing. I know couples that have met online. It's always funny, too, if I don't know if this has happened to you before, anybody listening, but it's always wild if you run into somebody you already know. Like, I'm the type, if I know the person, I'm a swipe right anyway. And then if we connect, usually we do, if it's another comedian or somebody in comedy, if we connect, then we'll just send the LOL. But I've also hooked up. I don't even talk like that, but I have. I've actually, it wasn't a LOL. It was like, hey, what's up? Let's get together type thing. Like I said, I'm not married right now, so it didn't develop like with its intended usage. I'm just like, hey, it don't matter what you're into or what you're looking for, as long as you're upfront and communicate about it, right? As much as you can. Sometimes I'm not romantic at all because I'm so trying to make sure every party involved, anybody being involved with me, understands exactly where I'm at. You know, it's way more cool. It's way sexier if you just get each other and you don't have to say certain things. But things don't always happen like that. So, you know, you have to, I'd rather be clear on the communication, especially dating in this time period where it's like, oh, we're doing something physical. Cool. I'd rather that. And it might not be as romantic than miscommunication, and then people get mad. I don't want people mad at me. I don't want to be mad at nobody because I thought they said one thing and they didn't. That's super dangerous. I'd rather overstand. They used to say that word in the 90s. You understand? I overstand. That was a New York thing. I overstand. Like, I get it to the nth degree. Ooh. When brothers learned the word nth degree, it was over. It was over for you hoes. We overuse that word, overstand. But anyway, be communicative with this thing too, which is important now. If you're FaceTiming, DMing, met somebody on Bumble, couldn't quite ever do the thing because you was being responsible, or maybe you saw each other once, got it in or didn't get it in, but you got a little taste of it. You got a little taste of what it's like to see them. And you're trying to get through this, man. My suggestion is take it as slow as possible. That's what I say, dude. And don't give up. The good thing is you're not giving up your everything, your whole world like you used to. A lot of people do if they have sex too quick, like, and it's bomb and y'all getting along and then the physical part is on point. People are like, all right, I ain't coming home no more, you know, to their friends. To this whole life that they have, because all of a sudden they're just into this person only. Because some people get on these apps and they really want it right away. And that's fine. But you got to make sure that the other person also wants what you want and you're not putting words in their mouth. So go slow. There's nothing wrong with slow. Slow and easy. Then the physical part, you could take that part slow and easy. And that wins the race. I'm going to go out on a limb and actually recommend Bumble. It's my favorite app to meet people. Because you don't just have to do it for relationships. You can meet friends. Meet new people. And just find out about their personality. Right? And then, instead of meeting in person, because we got to respect and pay attention to these social physical distancing laws, then take it to video. It's nothing wrong with going slow. That's just my opinion, right? That's just how I feel about it. You ain't got to listen, but I recommend it. And that's straight from me, straight from the horse's mouth. This has been Clark Jones, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, classic black dude. You can follow us everywhere. Follow me at the Clark Jones everywhere. Classic black dude on Facebook podcast. Like, share, comment. Please send the comments. Thank you to everybody who's already commented and listened and, you know, rated it and all of that. Thank you so much. Follow me. Email me if you want to talk to me. ClarkLJones@gmail.com. If you email me, we talk and you want to text, I'll text you too. Get you through this quarantining. All right. Be good to yourselves. I hope them, I want to hear from them Bumble relationships that started before and see if they lasted and where you at now. Check in with me. All right. Love. Clark Jones, classic black dude.